It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. As we approach the 10th anniversary of the attacks on 9/11, we asked, what have you learned since that morning? Emily Cox from Charlotte, North Carolina, shared this 9/11 reflection with us. I was a graduating senior from high school, and I started my grown-up life when it happened. It changed every decision I made from that point on, from how far away from home I went to university to what career I chose. Influence doesn't even begin to describe my life since. There are just so many books and movies and plays and shows out there that there's just no way to ever read, see, or listen to it all. So we asked you how to choose between what's worth your time and what goes unnoticed. A listener named Betsy told us, I make my decision about what I read based on a simple criteria, entertainment. If the book stimulates my imagination, if it piques my interest in a subject, if I enjoy the setting, the writing, the dialect, then I read the book, no matter the genre or whether it's considered a classic or not. Basically, if it's fun, I read it. Finally, how do you get a bright idea or an aha moment? We talked last week about where ideas come from, and many of you shared your methods, including Elizabeth Montes from Portland, Oregon. I like to lay in my hammock under the trees and relax all my muscles and sort of become in sync with the sounds when I am imagining new ideas. Also, I impose breaks on my work time to work on different parts of my garden and orchard that I can see through the windows of my shop. This shifts my mind away for a while, as well as keeping me from burning out on my work. If you have a correction, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN. Talk of the Nation is produced by Barry Hardiman, Priska Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, April Failing, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs the program. Our intern is Kirsten Garris. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Bill Plummer, and Tom Marquito. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, vampires, self-mutilation, murder, incest, teen fiction gets apocalyptic. Neil Conan will be back tomorrow on All Things. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Brian Naylor in Washington.